Jason Deadly Morning X. Intern Jenna, temporary producer Katie is playing along. Tweets at Jason and Deb. Says, me and my good pal and prom date. Hi, John. We're doing a what percentage awkward hot were we in high school thing. Good job. Look at that mutual glow up from 2012 to 2014. And then a couple of photos. This is 2012. Is that what you're telling me here,
yeah.
Katie?
Yeah.
You guys are the braces couple?
Good job. No, that was actually...
Sparks literally flying every time y'all kiss. It's beautiful. That was what?
That was on one of our band trips. We were at the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in California.
And then 2 years later, you guys went to prom together?
Yeah. I asked him to prom. He's
really?
A year younger than me.
Okay.
That's why.
Now, hang on. Are you going to... my good pal and prom date, are you like one of those, I was just taking one of my friends to prom type things?
Yeah.
You did not put out for this guy?
No.
Hmm. You seem like the type who would... not put out, excuse me, who would just take a friend to prom.
Mm, thank you.
What up with that?
Because no guys thought I was...
What are you talking about? They didn't want to get with this?
No, I guess not. Well, guess who's laughing now, effers?
You and John, or I don't... Who? I don't
know. No, the guys who didn't take me to prom, who didn't ask me to prom, so then I asked a friend. But it was fine. We had a good time, and no one really cares about prom a year later, so who cares?
I'm sorry, I got distracted by the photo
by
that...
Nick.
No, the photo that Massey sent me. God, is that really me? Mm-hmm. You didn't Photoshop me fatter for that? You guys let me get that fat?
Oh my God, is that waffles?
Yeah.
Baby! Yeah.
And then, in fact, Massey says, shout out Dick Man for letting me and my bachelor party come vibe at his pool on a hot-ass Austin day. This pic was 2 years ago. You can see the insane progress him and Waffles have had. Ian Hodge's nice-ass arms included for reference. Man, I was fat, guys. How did that?
Is it bad that, like,
that
I look at you now and I'm like, Jason has not lost any weight. He's always been this fat. And then I look at these pictures and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying because you've seen me every day along the way. So
And, you know,
man, that is
still fat.
Yeah.
That's right. I've gotten way fatter than that, too.
That's a good-looking dude there, too. Yeah, it's fine.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh, God, I'm so alone. Please, Deb O'Keefe, say you love me all on the phone.
Speaking of playing along, no, Deb, Katie is doing... we're doing Katie today, right?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Katie will call a random business, a stranger, getting me to say I love you, can't tell him who she is or what's up. Is this the one? Is this what I'm doing right here?
I guess so.
Stephen the Tailor, I guess, in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he picks up.
I've been dishonest with you guys, and I will make an admission about my dishonesty in just a moment.
Call?
No, it has nothing to do with I love you call. It has to do with smoldering ninth grade Jason Dick.
Mm-hmm. The Tailor?
Hi there. I was wondering, do you do, like, prom dresses and formal wear?
Yes. What needs to be done?
Well, my friend's daughter was really bummed out that she wasn't able to go to her prom this year, so...
Because no one asked her.
Well, because of, you know, the ongoing pandemic, and
she...
You
know, that's me asking, not
she,
him. You don't have to respond to me.
She is, sorry... so we're gonna throw her like a little mini one, but we need to get her dress like fixed up, I guess.
You know, bring her by and she tried on. Let me see what's the problem, and you take it from there. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Or you could set up no partners on the line. So.
Okay. And what is your hours?
Monday to Friday from 8 to 6, and Saturday at 9 to 4.
Oh, okay. All right, then I think we'll be able to bring her in after her mom gets off work today.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Okay, all right, well, thank you, I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, thanks, love ya.
Love you too.
All right, bye.
Bye. Love you.
Okay. Whoa, you got butt slammed.
It's all right. Look, I did
do it.
That's
it
how,
gets me nervous.
That's how I always do the work. Yes. I guess, you know what? This is
that's
even.
That's what the pro. You can't.
It's even more kudos to Deb for being able to
just
roll with the punches.
Legs when up,
I was like, you just answered my
I
question.
I just answered his question that he
that's
didn't
tremendous.
Ask.
Yeah. Hey, legit, now that I'm looking at this fat picture of me that Massey sent, legit question, no amnesty required. Could a tailor fix up my suit, said suits, to still fit? Can he bring it in that much? Because I had a, you know, like Alex's wedding, I still have that suit where you guys allege that I look Donald Trump-like. That's probably, is that that era of, if that's 2 years ago, Massey, when was Alex's
See,
wedding?
Like,
I got no idea.
I'm literally looking at this picture and I'm like, I've never seen Jason that fat. So like, I would say like, there's no way that you were that fat.
You caught me on like a particularly fat day or something. Also that shirt, I know that shirt, that's like a year 2000 Jason shirt that is like, I would never wear that in public in the backyard. It's fine, but it's,
was it always sleeveless?
I think it's, we're talking about me here, Katie. All right. Pay attention.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
Not you. Waffles.
Yeah. Waffles is
Also, this was like your mullet long hair days.
Yeah.
A mullet adds like 15 pounds. Yeah.
Probably.
And I've got like bushy fat guy beard. Like just like I ain't getting laid anyway. Why bother? Why bother with this thing? Not true, by the way. I'm sure your boy was still crushing it. But yeah, can you? It's somebody who's lost. Let's say I go. Let's just say 100 pounds because I've lost more than that. But I'm gonna rebound up a little bit. Can you lose 100 pounds and have a suit tailored and still? It probably is too much,
Probably. I don't know if it would look good. And it's also like, at a certain point, it's like, just why? Just go buy a new suit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
also, you should not have all of your clothes adjusted now to this weight. Just tell them to picture you at 280.
Put it at 280.
281. That's what you need to
say. Not going
to
happen, buddy. Sorry. Sorry, my friend. What up, X? Jason Deb, the morning X. Zach from New Braunfels tweets to Jason and Deb, says, Jason, that mountain man, unkempt beard and mullet looking hairstyle is adding at least 30 pounds. Yeah, probably not that.
That is, I feel like that guy's about to offer me like his homemade jerky that I just made up from like roadkill.
Yeah, went out to the boondocks this weekend.
Well, I was doing that as a thing for a little while because I did literally, you remember, it was one of our fantasy drafts. By the way, I have a fantasy draft today, guys. Are you pumped? Are you excited? Are you
is
pumped?
This your marathon takes the place over the course of 18 weeks?
This is a fun, this is a brilliant idea. And I wouldn't want all my leagues like this, but everybody should get one of their leagues that does a, we just call it a long draft, where every pick, you know, your normal fantasy draft, they give you what, 60 seconds, 90 seconds, 2 minutes if you want to have a long draft. Every pick in our league, you get 12 hours. Now, you're encouraged to not take 12 hours, pick when you can, but the draft will take 2.5 weeks. That's why we started in the, you know, early August, and then you just do your fantasy drafting for an entire month. It's awesome. It's great.
Has somebody been wanted to take a player at the start of when there are 12 hours and then that player gets hurt and they have 12 hours to be like, oh, you know what? Never mind.
Probably. Maybe.
Also, what's the
They're
longest?
They're definitely like, I feel like it was the Jerick McKinnon year where like, I was like hoping to, I was like, I hope he lasts till the next round. And then by the time 2 days later when my pick came up again, I was like, whew, good thing we're going slow here.
Also, what's the longest it's taken you to draft? How much of that 12 hours have you taken up?
Well, sometimes it'll be like 1 in the morning when you'll come on the clock. And so, but I bet I've never gotten under 6 hours. I bet I've never made it halfway
through. I would do 11:59 every time.
What was I talking about? We had a fantasy draft where everybody came to my house and I was like, this is going to be hilarious. I'm going to cut my hair into a mullet and give myself a handlebar mustache and I'm going to wear a tank top. And I do that, and people just show up, and they're like, all right, we're ready to draft. I'm like, hey, acknowledge I'm doing a thing. Yeah. And people are like, oh, I thought that's just how you look now. And I'm like, no, I'm purposefully.
Well, you can't be the boy who cried ridiculous hair when you've had a pink chicken mohawk, when you've gone green, you've gone blue. You've done several.
Those were
several,
all quality looks, though. Those
yeah,
were,
but I'm saying, but like that's just what that you're known for having quirky hair like that sometimes.
My friend Ryan says, maybe you could unhem the suit and make two suits. I don't think that works. And also, what is that? What is Kenny? Get the. Says, not sure what this segment is, but you look pretty hefty in this picture. And then...
Oh, that's what we should have done. Just everybody that knows Jason, send your pictures.
Send your, okay, that'll be for tomorrow. Send in your your fattest picture of Jason. This one is not bad, although it does like... my shorts, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You've seen this one before. Yeah. This one was here's on the golf course. Katie, what do you think? What percentage hot versus awkward on that
one? Are you wearing a kilt?
I'm wearing some
basketball kilt?
I'm wearing some basketball shorts on the golf course, which I think are like, that's just my, that's me saying F you to golf country club society, because they're like, you have to wear a collared shirt out here. I'm like, okay, I will. Basketball shorts, they ain't got no rules against that, though, so I'm wearing a collared shirt with some...
Hey, do you need another week before we do all of your fat shirts for a TBT? Because I am down to do just a TBT of just fat Jason.
Okay, good idea. You want to do that this week?
Yeah.
Okay, because, yeah.
I would do it. If you said no, I would just do it personally.
Good.
On my own time?
You know what? What you do on your own time has disappointed me many times before. So hang on. I'm going to save that one for you then. But no, that is, here, while I'm in my photos.
It doesn't help you on that one that your friend Kenny shot. It was like, you had just like a massive amount of underboob sweat.
I have like a great one from the random Halloween party where you're dressed like a...
A fat picture of me? How many people just had that same reaction? Like, send in your fat pictures of Jason and they went, ooh, I have a great one.
Hey.
I have a great
one. Look at you now. Look at how far you've come.
Yes, great. Well, on that front-ish, you remember when we first started this, Katie, I showed you the picture, the smoldering picture of ninth grade baseball, Jason Dick, and you said you probably would have thought that guy was hot or something like that. Well, here, I will admit to you now, that photo has been doctored, okay? First of all, if you see it, I think we tweeted it. I don't know if it's at 101x.com or not, but it's super blurry because it is a picture of an actual photo that I took. Like, I had the wallet-sized photo, then I took a picture of it with a crappy digital picture camera. It took me 20 minutes going through all my old pictures to find this yesterday. But the original, this is, you know what? I guess it must have been sent to me by this girl. What up to my old high school friend, Lindy, who sent me this picture that I gave to her in high school, and I wrote on the back of it, and she included what I wrote on the back. And it is so ridiculously heinous what I wrote.
I'm scared.
I assume that ninth grade me is doing a thing. Mm-hmm. But here, I'm going to let you read it, Katie. First of all, ignore that my handwriting. I look like a four-year-old who's got Michael J. Fox disease handwriting. But yeah.
Aw, that's kind of nice.
Oh,
like,
is it?
That's like self... realization of like, yourself. Hey, you know what? Oh. I am hot.
Okay, just read what...
Lindy. Also, this handwriting looks like it's that of a fifth grader, but sure.
Yeah.
Lindy, after seeing this picture, I've realized I'm finer than I thought. Love ya. Scribble. Which I'm assuming
that's
is
my
your signature.
Yeah.
So good.
Wait, did you sign... Oh my God, of course you signed it.
What's when you give somebody a picture and you personalize the back of it, you sign it.
Look, this would have been less creepy with his handwriting if you had just wrote, I want to see you, I want to put you in a hole and make you rub lotion on yourself. That is psychopath handwriting.
I guess this was 1997, so the kids,
not
you
that
don't,
my handwriting is good.
You don't say this anymore, right? Fine. That guy, he's so fine.
No,
he's,
people say that.
People say
she's
that?
Fine. He's fine.
Do they say it ironically?
No.
Can you I don't know, what, modify it in the way that I...
finer than an aged wine.
Oh, okay.
You finer than...
That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
I guess.
Fine, like a nice...
I was fine.
You know, there's the one that I put up on our website. It's you and your arm is around some girl and then...
That's Lindy!
Yeah, okay.
That's the same girl!
That picture of you, though. It's also another
that's
one that's very
me.
Blurry. It is very, like, scanned 8 times.
Yeah.
That's a good-looking dude in there. I said, now, it might be because your arm is around, like, a really attractive woman, and so, like, she's boosting you up.
Yeah.
You guys are the same age?
No, I was going to say, get this. That's my freshman year. Mm. She's in 10th grade.
Whoa!
And I never got any of that, but I think I could have.
Oh, well.
So.
If you count, could have.
There's that. Which. What? 101X. I got to tell you. something. Jason Debney Morning Egg. Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb says, what happened? I nodded off for a minute, then I heard something about Ted Beneke. Are we doing Breaking Bad talk now? Is Skyler still the worst? Yeah, Zach, you're missing a very important thing, all right? We found out that the OC universe and Breaking Bad universe are connected, and Ted Beneke's financial problems in Breaking Bad started when Jimmy, Marissa's dad, stole $250,000 from him on the OC. Duh. Try to pay attention. T.OK says, Austin High, loyal forever. Our mascot is literally the color maroon. What the hell is Round Rock? Dragons represent. Throw it up. Do you have your own gang sign, Austin High? We got our own gang sign. Take that.
Yep. Yeah. Looks like a serpent.
Do I look cool?
No.
Like I'm doing a gang sign thing? We were just talking about that this weekend as well. Was it 9th grade, 10th grade? We got a new principal come in and ban us all from wearing the color red because gang activity was rampant at Round Rock High School.
Somebody like spray painted something?
I got no idea. But yeah, not only were we not allowed to do red, but you couldn't throw up the signs anymore. Mm-hmm. And she invented this as a gang sign that means Round Rock High School, the dragons. Mm-hmm.
That's a snake, though.
Those of you not watching on the television simulcast and you can't see what I'm doing, just know that it's stupid.
You also have something on your hand.
Yeah. Do you think that, you know how in movies when there's like the football star and he goes back to his high school and the trophy case has like all the awards dedicated to him? Do you think Round Rock High has a trophy case dedicated to you?
They're building a statue.
Jason.
They're currently working on erecting a dick statue.
Yeah. Proud of yourself?
Yes, I am.
Good.
All right. You had to stop your sentence.
That's because I'm a good teammate.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Comedy writer, Jason Digg.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. Something about the statue. They can't, because they keep having to change it because its weight fluctuates.
Yeah. I was like,
got a snake, man.
Timely drop. Yeah.
Pre-100-pound loss, Jason, or post?
That's why it's taken so long.
They had to ship off.
they kept building it, and then I'd get fatter, and then they're like, well, I guess we got to add more, and then but you'd get fatter, and then all of a sudden got skinny real quick, and they're like, God, dude, come on, man, just pick a weight. And
you know,
I was like, Jonah Hill style, represent, what up?
They should make a skinny Jason Digg statue and then just like pieces, like extra chins, so they can just attach. So they can keep up.
Oh, like a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, exactly.
A Mr. Dick Man.
Mr. Potato Dick.
All right. Jason and Deb t-shirt prize pack could be yours right now. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
stupid.
Hey, how about that? It looks like our contestant is hi, Jay Pater Tots.
Hello.
Right, good day, sir. I'm going the hallway. Good luck, man.
All right. I'm going to call you JP. Is that cool, JP?
That sounds fine.
All right. We have three topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, answer three questions from said topic, and if you get more right than Jason, you will win the tickets. Not tickets.
Ticket?
Well, might be lottery tickets, but also a t-shirt. Bless you, Katie. Number one, people who grew up in the real OC, first lines of famous songs, or famous New Jerseyans. People from New Jersey.
Let's go with the songs.
All right. Number one. So I'm just going to read you the first line of a song, and you tell me the, let's do title. I think we can do title. Number one, she's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too.
That's Free Falling.
Yeah. Please sing it.
And I'm free, free falling. You're welcome.
Yeah, I wish you guys could have seen that fun little dance she did.
Yeah.
All right, correct. Number two, Go Shorty, It's Your Birthday. We Gone Party. Like it's your birthday.
Let's Go Shorty.
No. That is In Da Club.
Oh, no. In Da Club.
In Da Club by 50 Cent.
We gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know, we don't give up because it's your birthday.
I was so worried about that with
don't
you.
Worry.
I was like, is she going to give me the E for explicit?
I know the drill.
All right. Number three. At first, I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
I Will Survive.
Yes. Hold on, JP. 2 out of 3. We'll get Jason back in here. He's not paying attention. He's very slowly doing it.
I'm busy.
Oh, yeah. Is your glute not allowing you to open the door anymore?
Glute's fine.
What are you doing out there,
guys? Amy, you can't say that, all right?
Yes, I can.
No, I
what are you going to do?
You've heard me say
fire
it out there.
Me?
I just dumped it, so don't say it again, all right? It's a fun mashup of a word, but you can't.
You can't say it.
I know. I wouldn't say it. Katie just said a fun word, but I wouldn't say it. I don't know. Maybe you guys heard it. Maybe I didn't get the. You knew you heard what she said, right?
Yeah.
You think it was acceptable?
It kind of went over my head.
Yeah. I don't know. It's close. Don't feel bad, but also don't do that again.
All right, I won't.
Speaking of unairable things, because I heard noise coming from the studio, I thought to respect the integrity of the game, I probably shouldn't hear said noise. It was Katie singing something.
True.
So I just took out my phone and pushed play, and what? Look at that. It's still WAP. It's the Cardi B.
Do you know when you got a fat ass?
Megan Thee Stallion joint from. Did it just come out this weekend? It was
on
all
Friday.
Over the. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's
why. I knew the things. Hang on. I'm listening to the non-explicit version, and I can't tell if Cardi B. If this is how the song goes, or if this is just edited things that have been edited to make it safe. First of all, the first line, I think I have it queued up here. She says, does she say, he's got a beard? I want to wet it?
I think so.
That seems like a... Okay. But after that, she does a bunch of, like, little... Okay, here, just...
He ain't one, just like his credit. He got a beard when I'm trying to wet it. I let him, now he diabetic. I don't want to... I want to... I want you to touch that.
So, Katie's singing along again. All of the
those are actual words that are edited.
Oh, okay.
Out.
So yeah. The yes. other version, those
the,
are
yeah.
Oh, okay.
The other version, she's
I was
saying,
like, I was like, man, she's doing a lot of and in this
no.
whole thing.
But also, I don't understand why they couldn't play those words. Maybe because it's in a sexual way. But
swinging the back of my talking is fire. The sun is going and drying. It's coming outside. Yeah, running that thing. The cars behind me. The way that I spit. And I heat trying to sign me. Y'all, I'm a freak. Handcuffs, leashes.
All right, that's good. That's fine. We're down. That's 2 WAP breakdowns for us today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody WAPier than this show.
I wish I was there for the first one.
The thing that she wants him to touch, that's some good lyric writing.
Oh, really?
That's some good.
It's so freaking funny. Like some of these.
I would say that's fine. You didn't have to censor that. But I don't know. I can't tell what this. I mean, especially when you combine it with the video.
Wow.
I would not watch this and. But
he's got a beard. I'm trying to wet it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With her.
Yeah.
With the.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
With
yep,
the.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Number one.
With the.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Good.
What happened here?
JP took first lines of famous songs.
Okay.
And he got 2 correct.
That's what you wanted them to do, right? Did you make him do it?
Nope.
All right.
But yeah, and so you just give me the song title.
First lines of famous songs, and I'm going to tell you the song title. He got 2.
Yeah.
All right.
And then there's a clip you can play afterwards.
Oh.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too.
Okay. I did hear Katie singing this, but I was going to get it anyway. Mm-hmm. It's Free Fallin' by Tom Petty.
Correct.
And the Heartbreakers.
My wig, make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something
that's
to believe in.
Never
lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eats you. If he ate my eye, he's a bottom feeder.
Whoa, whoa. He's a good perfect mashup.
Yes.
He was singing about Cardi
Megan.
B and
Megan
Thee Stallion. She loves her mama, all right? Where do you think she learned about wedding beards?
The WAP song by them, it does seem like it needs some sort of wholesome thing just to come in the
just
middle.
Just an intervention?
Yeah, just to give you a break.
All right,
number 2.
Yeah.
Go Shorty, It's Your Birthday. We Gonna Party.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's your birthday.
Did you do first lines of songs so that you don't have to find the hook? Is that your thing?
Yep.
Because I want to hear the free falling part, but now I got to stall to get into it. Jerry Maguire. That's 50 Cent in the club.
Yes.
I know things.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a cause that's your birthday.
I sang it and censored myself.
Oh.
Because I'm a professional.
That's also the clean version, but I did not trust their censoring, so I had to double down on it.
Oh, yeah. That don't happen.
Playing with fire, 50 Cent, you're like, Katie. Number three, for the win. At first, I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
I only have to know the song?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I'm not 100% on the artist, but... Oh, this is an interesting one because I can technicality the F out of you, right? No, I wouldn't because then you just wouldn't say the name of the song. There's a cover version. Whatever. Shut up. No one cares, Jason. I will survive.
Yes.
I mean, it's not Aretha Franklin.
I would have said like Bad or Tina Turner or something. The Gloria Gaynor. I think everybody has done a version of this song.
Who's the one that I have queued up here?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Great.
Katie, do you know?
All right. No.
Nick v. Katie. Who's going to get it first? As soon as the vocals come in, you're going to know. Come on.
Fred Durst.
Does this sound like Limp Bizkit to you? I guess he could break out right here and then maybe be the... He's the best, the biggest talk singer in the game.
At first, I was afraid.
He does the long skirt and.
Don't tell me the answers, Katie.
Give me the clues.
Cake is the correct answer.
I could also see it on the little thing, so I wasn't cheating,
huh? Hello, and X. Jason Debbie, Morning X. No looking at the Twitter machine. Who is this one?
At first I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Think about it. You never
but
get
then
it.
I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And now you're back.
Pete Leander tweets to Jason and Deb, says, this would be a good actual game. Maybe finish the lyrics, bonus points for title and artist, and get this, 5 bonus points for the year. I think Nick is working on something in that regard, right? But
not a game.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That's fine until the first person to lose, and it's like, oh, that was a Jason Dick song. That's a Devil Keith song. That song's not famous
Nick,
to be in this.
There's always a million reasons not to do something, all right? Come on.
Adam Lambert.
What? Me first
in the game. So if this show teach you anything, it should teach you how to respect everyone. Animals, children, bitches, spasmos, mingas, lezers, fatty boombas, and even gaylords. Why is a licky licky ya one gagat?
The Morning X with Jason and Deb.
This was exhausting. This whole experience was absolutely exhausting. You are absolutely the most insufferable group of jackasses I have ever had the misfortune of spending an extended period of time with. I hope you all die.
Goodbye, old friend.
Thank you, good night!